Welcome to Mental Muscles, the podcast that will teach you to train your brain for peak performance. Subscribe now for new episodes every week and get your free digital copy of the Mental Muscles Handbook at mental-muscles.com/ebook.
Assets versus liabilities. What you should know about creating assets. You have heard the words in passing, but you've never really understood what they actually mean. What are assets and liabilities, and how are they different? Assets are something that you possess that benefits you in some way. Assets can bring financial, physical, mental, or emotional gains to your life. Liabilities, on the other hand, are costly to you and can cost you money or cause you physical, mental, or emotional hardship. Everyone has both assets and liabilities, whether you recognize them or not. Keep watching this video to find out what kind of assets and liabilities you could have. What is an asset? An asset is something tangible that you have in your possession or in your life that benefits you or has value in some way. This can be real estate, a land, or even a person, as long as they're adding some kind of value to your life. What are monetary assets? We judge most assets by their monetary value. Money, in its paper form, is considered an asset because you can use it to buy things that you need or want with it. Once you already have the money in your possession, it doesn't cost you anything to spend the money, so it is an asset. A stock or an investment account can also be a monetary asset, as long as your stocks are increasing in value and bringing you monetary gains. Examples of monetary assets: cash, stocks, investment accounts, trust funds, banknotes. You are usually able to liquidate a monetary asset fast if you find yourself in need of money quickly. Even other people's debt to you is an asset because you can likely cash in that debt when you need it. What is a physical asset? A physical asset is something real or tangible that you own and that adds monetary or emotional value to your life. A physical asset can be something that makes money for you, such as the equity on your home. Real estate is probably one of the most valuable assets that an average person can own. Whether you own a home, a retail shop, or even a piece of land, it can bring you monetary value, especially if the market flows in your favor. The increased value of a piece of your jewelry, your collectible antiques, or the precious metals that you may have make these items physical assets. In some way, you can also consider a car an asset, even though you pay for the car. The reason why is because the car adds value to your life. It takes you to work, school, or the grocery store, and you can use it to make money for yourself and your household. Here are a few examples of physical assets. Real estate. Motor vehicles, cars, trucks, RVs, etc. Water toys, jet skis, boats, kayaks, etc. Jewelry. Collectibles, precious metal, tools and machinery. Just like with monetary assets, you can liquidate physical assets into cash if you need money quickly, or you want to cash out of a high dollar item that you possess. So, having a few physical assets is not a bad idea. What are liabilities and how do they hurt you? Liabilities are something that you usually possess that cost you money and put you into debt. While some liabilities can also be considered assets due to their ability to increase your net worth, some liabilities hold little or no monetary gain by themselves and can cost you more money than the item is worth. Not all liabilities are bad liabilities. Some people would view their house or car as a liability because of the debt they accrue when buying them. It is true that the debt you gain when buying real estate or a motor vehicle costs you money, and the payments for the said property are a liability. But this is not a bad liability. In fact, because a house or car can increase your overall net worth, as we talked about in the above section, they should be considered an asset, not a liability. Here are examples of liabilities that are not bad. Mortgages, car loans, student loans, having children, low-increase rewards credit cards. All of these items cost you money out of your own pocket to pay for them, which inherently makes them liabilities. But they also bring value to your life like an asset. Note, children are a monetary liability because you spend money on them with no monetary gain. However, they are not a bad liability because parents consider them priceless and the continuation of the family line and the next generation to come. Liabilities that you should stay away from. As we said in the previous section, debt and monthly payments are not always a bad thing. But if you are losing more money in an item than you are gaining in the value of it, it turns into bad debt and liability. For example, as we have established, owning a home, even with a monthly payment, is an asset. However, if the money that you owe for your home is more than the house is worth, it becomes a bad liability because there is no equity in the mortgage. This means that you would not be able to get money from it if you need to. Likewise, if you have a high interest credit card, car, or personal loan, you may end up paying double what the loan is worth by the time you finish paying everything off, especially if you stick to paying the minimum payments for the duration of the loan. Here are some examples of bad debt and liabilities. High interest loans, personal, car, etc. High interest credit cards, upside down mortgage, upside down car loan. The key to staying away from bad liabilities is not to pay more for something that you are getting back in value for that thing. The difference between assets and liabilities. A good way to tell if something is an asset or a liability is to ask yourself if that thing is making you money or costing you money. If it is making you money in home equity, dividends, or car service jobs, for example, it is an asset. On the contrary, if it is costing you money in monthly payments or expenses, it is a liability. Some assets and liabilities, like real estate and personal property, can be one and the same thing, as long as you are paying a lesser or equal amount for what it is that you are buying. Liabilities become a bad thing if you start paying more for the item than the item is actually worth. This is not a good debt situation, and it may be a good idea to reassess your financial situation. Assets and liabilities both have a place in our normal lives. With our continuous need for food and items to help us survive and live in relative comfort, it is difficult to stay away from liabilities completely. Having as many assets as possible is a good way to balance out your need for liabilities. It is even better if you can make your liabilities work for you.
Thank you for listening to Mental Muscles. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with others and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes like this. If you want to learn more tips and ideas to train your brain for peak performance, head over to mental-muscles.com. Thanks again, and see you in the next one.